You have the floor.
Merci.
I am much obliged to you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, High Commissioner, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, it is for me a great honour to take the floor before this August Assembly to deliver the message of the Government of the Republic of Guinea. Chair, High Commissioner, my delegation begins with aligning itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the African Group by the Republic of Congo. I would also like to discharge a pleasant duty, that of conveying to all of you the warm greetings as well as the wishes for full success of this meeting from the people and the government of the Republic of Guinea, headed by His Excellency Mahamadi Doumbouya, President of the Republic. Greetings and wishes for great success conveyed to you on the occasion of this 75th session of the Executive Committee of the UNHCR. Chair, the Republic of Guinea, which my delegation has the honour and pride to represent at this gathering, is duly recognised for its tradition of hospitality and generosity. We are also extolled for our social and cultural values of humanism, to which we are firmly attached despite the socio-political upheaval and the increasingly challenging economic outlook. In point of fact, if we look back in the recent pages of history, we will be reminded that following the veritable tragedies of the political and military conflicts that erupted in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and more recently in Côte d'Ivoire, Guinea, which shares a common border with each of these three countries, saw an unprecedented inflow of hundreds of thousands of people who sought refuge in our country. The government of Guinea, in respect of its international commitments and its own legislation, granted the status of refugee on the basis of the principle of prima facie to these people who had arrived en masse. In addition to the protection granted to them by the state, these refugees also benefited without a shadow of a doubt from the hospitality, the solidarity, and the generosity of local Guinean communities, with which they cohabited and lived in perfect harmony, and this, in some cases, for almost two decades. It was only on the 30th of June 2022, following the invocation of the closure clause of their refugee status, that those Ivorians, who made up more than 80% of the refugees present in Guinean territory, returned home. I think this is a perfect opportunity to pay deserved tribute to all the stakeholders involved and who invested in the implementation of these voluntary return operations. And voluntary return is, of course, the chief among the sustainable and lasting solutions to refugee crises. Madam Chair, today my country is playing host to some 2,322 refugees, including 26 Ivorians who did not return home in the aforementioned cessation of refugee status clause enactment that I referred to earlier. These 2,322 refugees hail from diverse African and Asian nationalities. It is important to underscore that the number of refugees has been rising on almost a daily basis with the arrival of new asylum seekers whose status is recognised and granted following a determination of the status of refugee or DCR procedure. The final decision-making body is the Standing Committee on Eligibility, which sits as a first instance body to decide upon the eligibility of for refugee status of those arriving. The elected members are those persons, I beg your pardon, who are granted the status of refugee receive specific attention and support from the government with regards to protecting their rights, particularly their right to physical and legal protection. Chair, the key objective of my government is to strengthen the effectiveness of our asylum system in order to ensure that more effective protection and assistance is provided to refugees and more long-term assistance at that. And not just to refugees, but also to asylum seekers, to internally displaced persons, to stateless persons, to those at risk of stateless being stateless as well, all of whom are the subjects of international protection order. In despite of the progress achieved and all the efforts currently underway, there are several challenges that still need to be overcome by the Guinean government, and they are not small ones. This include the comprehensive implementation of Law 0050 on asylum and the protection of refugees, particularly the signature, the dissemination and the awareness raising of the enforcing text of this law, which needs to be better understood by state and non-state actors alike. The digitalization and biometrization of refugee documents, the ID card, passport, travel permit, etc. We also need to implement a strategy and mechanism for the socioeconomic inclusion of refugees in national socioeconomic projects. We also need to take steps to validate the national strategy for local integration. We also need to step up support for implementation of the program to eradicate statelessness and to protect those at risk of statelessness. An additional step that we need to take is to ensure that we uphold all the engagements undertaken by the Guinean government in terms of refugees and stateless persons. And finally, one of the challenges that we're faced with and need to confront is the implementation of an effective and efficient strategic partnership with various humanitarian institutions and aid development agencies so that we can join and pool our efforts for the persons falling under our respective mandates. Chair, I think you'll understand that these are key challenges, and that in order to overcome them, our country will need the financial and technical support of its partners, including the UNHCR, to whom we pay tribute for their continuous financial and technical assistance in the implementation of the government's action plan for refugees. Chair, allow me to conclude by, on behalf of my delegation, paying deserved tribute to His Excellency Mr. Filippo Grandi, the High Commissioner, and to all the humanitarian agents in the UNHCR for the remarkable work that they carry out daily for the support and the protection of hundreds of millions of refugees throughout the world, and they often do this in very challenging and harsh circumstances. Via my voice, the Government of Guinea reiterates before you all its unwavering determination to shoulder its international commitments for refugees and to support actions, in particular those spearheaded by the Global Alliance to put an end to statelessness.